This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Adam Curry's our guest. Coming up, we're going to take your phone call specifically on North Korea. What do you think about it? Where do you think it's going? We know that the globalists are making money off of it, manipulating, using it as a trigger point. But still, Kim Jong-un looks like a demonic ferret. He kills his family members with poison and mortar attacks. He's threatening to nuke everybody. It's just comical, like cartoon world to watch it. But it's real. But remember, most of those people are brainwashed slaves and literally don't know what planet they're on. So Adam Curry getting back to that and back into the censorship. Nothing is as good as for censorship as a big war. What if things get out of hand? You were getting into Trump saying he was pretty smart what he's doing. What do you think?
Well, I like the words that he used in this case. And I have thought for quite a while that the idea would be, and Park in South Korea is definitely, I think he's amenable to the idea of a reunification. Before this recent event, he was talking about having North and South Koreans together on an Olympic team. So that, of course, I'm amazed the guy's still alive, quite honestly. So now this has been flipped. And I don't know about this report that, the nuclear weapons, I understood they may have were, really large. And now they've miniaturized them to fit on ICBM. I don't really see any analysis of that report. Where did it come from? Who wrote it? What's the deal with it? It seems very convenient to have that.
Very WMD-ish in Iraq.
Yeah, aluminum tubes and yellow cake and all that kind of stuff.
And they've got a reactor buried under a rose bush.
But I haven't actually had the opportunity to see where the report came from. What's the genesis of that report? I really don't know. And it's not discussed on the mainstream.
So what are the real crisis points? And I think it's India and China threatening a new war.
Yeah, I would say we have to look for that. This duck and cover mentality that is kind of building, again, in Europe, first and foremost, I'm just not a believer in it.
Why do you think in Europe, where you said you were just were, that they're so freaked out? Because I've been around Europeans, and when I was out in Hawaii, I ran into French and some Dutch, and they were all, Kim Jong-un, madman, must stop him. And I'm like, oh, and of course, obviously he is a madman, but I mean.
Well, in general, and I read Dutch and German and English and to some degree some French. I can see how the.
Are you sure it's your uncle that was in the CIA?
I was waiting for that. I am the black sheep of the family, sadly.
I'm just joking.
Listen to this. I'm at family reunions.
You're too good for the CIA.
Family reunions. And then some, nephew, back cousin, whatever, will say, yeah, I can't talk about that because you don't have clearance. And I have to leave the room in my family reunion.
And they act like they're all cool.
Everybody
when most clearance. Of the stuff they got is the same stuff that's out there.
Probably.
They use security clearance. You'd have echo chambers of BS.
Yeah. Well,
so they can really put out some
let
mold.
Me tell you. When it comes to Russia, wow, they really have an incredible hate. My family, an incredible hatred of Russia, completely see Putin.
Where does that come from when it was Western intellectuals that infested Russia with Bolshevik garbage?
I can tell you.
Like we gave Russia AIDS, and then they tried to give it back to us.
Well, my family, certainly, all living in the D.C. area, they remember very well having to go into the basement when they heated up with the with the Cold War, and certainly the Cuban Missile Crisis. They've been through
the 10 minutes of hate.
Yeah, well, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And when you have that, and that's something we should actually talk about, post-traumatic stress disorder can come from a number of things. It can come from eating disorders. It can come from severe psychological impacts that have happened to you. I think that Hillary Clinton losing the election created an enormous...
Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm just going to PTSD. But the thing about PTSD is when you get it, it actually changes the nature of your brain. Your hippocampus, the frontal cortex starts to shrink, and the amygdala starts to grow, and the synapses...
So they're going back to the more crocodile brain, and this is causing the TDS.
And then words that seem threatening are perceived as actual violence and often are returned with actual violence.
Well, let's talk about TDS and how it's spreading. Because whether you love Trump or hate him, I mean, he basically has a JFK model of economy and stuff. The guy's not really even a Republican. What are they flipping out about with the TDS?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your foot in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a lead to the freeway.
Adam Curry is an impressive guy, not just a famous MTV host, radio DJ, but also a learned fellow who's traveled the world and is the father of podcasting, who's the podfather. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in a few minutes on North Korea specifically and global crises. Trump inherited this. He didn't give the missiles and the reactors in North Korea for the strategy of tension, so we have an excuse to be there.
Strategy of tension is the right word, absolutely.
But now it still is a monster that's been appeased. Obama appeased him so much, Kim Jong-un. And of course, a lot of experts say that Kim Jong-il was somewhat controlled by China, but there's a major breakaway happening. From your research, what do you think?
Well, I come back to what I learned from my uncle, you know, who dealt with this, and he's been to North Korea five times or six times in the past 5 years in his 80s. He's met with many people. I think he runs he's part of the North Korea Society, which is a think tank, obviously, but with the commerce, because what North Korea really would want, what they really, really would want is to be a tourist destination. They had the ski lifts all ready to go, and then...
And the culture is they like pretty signs and little pretty flowers. And
Pyongyang is beautiful. I mean, I haven't been, but it looks really nice. I mean, I hear a lot. I've never been
to a lot of insane communist buildings.
I don't know. I mean, I really.
Here's the toll free number. I forgot. I'm sorry to interrupt. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Just please be first time callers. I want to give folks a chance who haven't been able to get on. What is your view on North Korea? What's happening? The media trying to blame Trump for it. I'm not here to just defend Trump, but it's crazy. Where do you think this North Korea thing is going to go if there's not a war? I hope there's not a war, but it just seems to be escalating.
Well, what I was starting to look in before I came in for the show today was, you know, where are some other military moves happening? This could also be a bit of, again, going back to where did this report come from that all of a sudden he's miniaturized the nukes and we should be really afraid. The president's words were not off the cuff. I mean, he chose those words and he has a strategy behind it because you just don't come up with those words like that. I just don't think so. I think everything he says is very well thought out. Obama was the king of that. Because he would say something, you go back 3 years, and he said it in a way that absolutely could be interpreted the way that he claimed it to be. And I think that the words fire and fury and power doesn't mean we're going to attack. It doesn't mean a nuclear war. We have been flying around. We do all kinds of sorties. We do,
ships, submarines.
And again, there's never been a North Korea, for all intents and purposes, is still at war. We just have an armistice.
That's why Trump's saying the policy is maximum pressure and maximum engagement.
And all that has to happen is he has to make a deal, and I think that the president's thinking, I hope, I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, it doesn't matter because we'll all be dead, and then who cares what I said. I think his idea is to pressure Kim Jong-un into giving up his nuclear arsenal, whatever it is, under the auspices of let Kim Jong-un reunify the North and the South. And maybe in like Hong Kong in 100 years or 90 years, like we're going to make a deal.
It'll be like Germany. And that's exactly, and Trump at first said, he's a smart cookie, let's work together. And Kim Jong-un said, I'll nuke, I'll blow you up, I'll kill you. I mean, he is the one that is initiating things. I know McMaster then says, we may have to preemptively strike. Well, yeah, if we're going to hit him, we better hit him first. They're going to blow up Seoul, South Korea.
McMaster is a wild card for me. I don't know too much about this guy. I don't know if I like him.
We've confirmed he is giving reports to Soros and was on a Soros major foundation.
And this, it's so interesting that, you know, 10 years ago when I started our show, No Agenda Show, of course, heard you well before we even started that. All these things that we were, you're conspiracy theorists, you're completely nuts. All these things, like Soros is a great example. Everything Soros. Yeah, you're crazy. And now you can.
I can't believe how it's all him. I don't know how at almost 90, this guy is like.
It's amazing.
He is in everything. I mean, it really is him.
Yeah. Well, it's Open Society Institute and all of the
CIA groups and all the foundations and all the other billionaires. He's kind of the figurehead of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much he must operate a lot of it himself, but really, if you look at all of the groups that, you know, have $1.5 million from him, that organize protests, that do everything that is generally set up to benefit his trade of usually foreign exchange.
And that's always a cutout for media to point at the AstroTurf and create an illusion.
Always. And he's doing it on behalf of the global elites who want no nations, no borders, everybody be the same, have the same culture, be quiet. Just move on, carry on.
And the reason InfoWars is here is I want a true open liberal society, Thomas Jefferson style, and think there should be somebody for the American people, for Renaissance, for free market, for individual property and the Second Amendment and religious freedom to be religious or not be religious. And that's, to me, we're true liberals. And the whole corporate power structure has found their real opposition was from true Western liberalism. So that's why they fill the vacuum of, quote, liberalism, because they, in truth, are corporate fascists.
Yes, and technology is not going to end very well for us, I believe. I think it's already being used against us in many ways. Professor Theodore Kaczynski from Stanford.
Turns out he was a prophet.
If you ever read Industrial Revolution, Industrial Society and Its Future, you'll understand that he predicted all of this would happen.
And by the way, I'm not supporting the bombing or whatever happened.
That manifesto has nothing.
Well, here's the difference. We don't know. He was in the CIA. But
he was MK Ultra.
Well, exactly. That's LA Times. You can't make, I tell people that. I think I even had like Time magazine. I think it was go. Jones is crazy.
No, he
said the Unabomber was MK Ultra. It was a fact.
Yeah, he was tortured psychologically along with others.
He volunteered into it.
At school.
At Stanford. But you don't, or is it Harvard? You don't know. You're signing on to it until lights out, electro pulse goes in your brain, and 6 months later you're released.
The psychological things that happened to him were very, very nasty. A lot of sexual deviance and exposure of things. But back to what he
That's
wrote.
What we've been told. That's what Alexander Cockburn dug up.
Yes. But when I, much later in life, thought, why would this guy who, went to the university, became a professor, and he wrote something, why would he go blow people up to get, because he wanted the New York Times to publish it and the Washington Post. That's all he wanted to do. And they did eventually publish it. Before they caught him.
Imagine if he just waited around for the internet.
Right. So he went through all this trouble.
But
he already predicted social networks. He said the problem that we will face with technology is over-socialization. That's how the politically correct culture comes in. If you're over-socialized, like use the wrong pronouns, address someone in the wrong manner.
He's turning into a cult.
But what happens is there's so many things that you can do wrong, you're always thinking, oh, my God, am I saying something wrong? So you have these filters on, and you become over-socialized. You're afraid to say
it's a panopticon effect.
Now you're above my pay grade.
No. That was the old French model of putting the guard tower in the middle in a circular prison where you always think you're being watched. You self-censor.
Yes, when he wrote the manifesto, he had no idea that social networks were coming. And you can see, I'm on Facebook and Twitter only to see what's happening and to see how the algos are looking at me I think I can protect myself, so I can step back a little bit from it. But man, it's some very, very dangerous.
Let me tell you how good it is. I was looking at some discount furniture store thing online, like, $500 couches. I forget the name of it. It's on my phone, on my little smart computer. And then I was up here, and I was on Darren McBrain's computer because he was doing some stuff out of the room, and I was watching some of the work he had on the screen. One of our video guys, Greg Talent, and I was just went to a few sites, and it knew and popped up that ad. So the algorithm is so smart that it knows these are Alex Jones computers in general. And I asked him, I said, "Had that been popping up?" He goes, "No, that hadn't been popping up." And it was just because of where I went. In like 20 minutes, it knew. Oh, that's Alex, and boop.
Possible.
So it wasn't just targeted mapping of knowing I already looked at something, so it followed me, and then other sites that are in the network show it too.
Now, I'm not going to give them too much credit because I still, every single time I buy something, I get ads for the product that I just bought. So I'm not giving them a lot of credit. They know completely what they're doing.
I just bought 10 cuckoo clocks.
Then you should be seeing lots of cuckoo clock ads because that's how it works, which is very annoying. Although, I understand from people that that actually does sell more product.
Did you know I did just buy 10 cuckoo clocks?
Cuckoo.
My wife teased me about buying one, so I bought a lot of my friends one. It's my contribution.
Now, your wife has a mold allergy.
Would you like a cuckoo clock?
I love a cuckoo clock. Let me give your wife some help.
All right.
Because when I moved to Austin 6 years ago, the second year, it's never in the brochure, Austin, great city, young, fantastic.
But the pollen's like nerve gas.
Wow. I've never had any type of allergy in my life, and mold hit me. So right now we've had 3 weeks of just 100% crazy off-the-chart mold. And
you said, let me guess, is she in bed? Is she sleeping 18 hours a day?
Sleeping, yeah.
Is she having chills? That's it. And the doctor said you have mold, but then they give her some drug that doesn't work, and you said it's an herb.
Yeah, you get.
By the way, we don't own the company, but I'm going to go out, and if it works, I'm going to sell it.
Quercetin is just the name of the herb. It's not a brand name. It's just the name of this herb, Quercitin, I think, quercetin. And it's a natural product that will, the way it was explained to me.
Anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, exactly. Shrinks your brain a little bit.
But that's what the vaccines and everything are doing, the GMO. We're all having allergic responses. And so, of course, I should go to herbs. I know this. I don't even do it myself. But and then they demonize, Mother Earth, that doesn't work. But you're saying it worked for you.
I'm here.
By the way, we're not selling Quercetin, though I will be within 1 month.
No, and I'll buy it from you because it's a lifesaver. For me, it's a lifesaver. Anyone who has mold allergies specifically.
So what happened when you started taking it?
I didn't have the sleeping anymore. I didn't have the falling asleep. I was constantly, just literally on the couch, fall asleep. 12, 14 hours a day. I still have it. I can feel it coming on a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I live in a different apartment now, which is more closed off because we also have construction downtown. Lord knows what's in the construction.
Not good.
None of it.
Tearing down old buildings, not good.
None of it can be good. And so if I feel it coming on, you know, I take four and I'm pretty good.
Well, you've sold me if it works on my wife. You know, I've kind of power through it.
We need no agenda, Quercetin. I got a business here.
Austin is a hellhole of mold, the highest recorded on planet Earth. The mold's mutating. When you're not getting your incredible anti-mold system for your gut, that's the products at InfoWarsWife.com, be sure and get Quercetin, not available there.
No agenda, Quercetin will save your life.
No agenda radio, powered by Quercetin.
I'm Alex Jones. Your phone calls are 4 minutes away. InfoWars.com. We're here having a good time as nuclear war edges closer. Yay! Kim Jong-un is so handsome. I'm not always gay, but for him, I am.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But this, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
strange days have found us. We have a reality TV host as our president, who is a patriot. It's not perfect, but he really wants to be president. And we've got a Kim Jong-un third-generation dictator. Coming up, we're going to continue with your calls starting right now. Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us. He was under deputy secretary of Asia.
CIA guy, too?
All of it. Yeah, he was helped found Delta Force. He did the Camp David Accords. That was his first big thing, was the psych warfare. He was a psych warfare guy for the CIA and everything else.
Right.
But the point is that he co-wrote the Tom Clancy books. He was one of the big sources for Tom Clancy.
Boy, those Clancy books were always predictive, weren't they?
Yeah. What was coming.
Holy crap. Really predictive. I've always enjoyed that.
But Pachinik was on like 10 years ago. He's been on this like 15, like predicting. And then the EU is going to start collapsing. And there's going to be a big nationalist movement. And then it's going to happen. And we're going to have the... He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, but he was read in. And what's your feeling about where we are right now with what would be called in the deep state?
I think there's a civil war in the deep state.
Yes.
There's folks that want prosperity and don't want to, have everybody be forced converted to Islam or liberalism. There's classical liberalism is battling neocons and fake liberals.
It seems to me that this deep state has really just always been kind of running stuff for a long time. So intelligence agencies, everyone kind of runs their own thing. And with this administration that came in, the promise was to drain the swamp. I'm not,
That's right. It's not that there's suddenly rogue governments doing what they want because Trump's here. Now they're just working together against him because they're all running their own little kingdoms.
Remember when he was talking to the Russians, to the Russian ambassador in the Oval Office, and what came out, and I wish had the exact quote, but even from intelligence officials saying, it's unbelievable that he went off script. And I'm thinking, off script. I mean,
and he talked to him and said, I'm really worried about the laptops. Let's work together. Thanks for helping us in Syria with the radical Muslims. He's the president. So we've gone from Kennedy with his red line talking to Khrushchev to now they said he went off script and gave him secret info because when he talks, it's secret because he's the president, even though it'd been in the news for 2 months and they talked about it to warn everybody about the laptop bombs.
And my overall point is that I believe they actually give him a script and say, this is what you're going to say. We've had actors in the White House.
They do give him a briefing. They go, sir, this is our policy.
I think
this is your policy.
They call it a script. I think they're giving him a script. Maybe it's just bullet points, but when he doesn't adhere to it, that's when all of a sudden we have blood on the moon and everybody's all upset. So this is the breaking of some form of sub-government.
He's really being the president. And he goes, the script isn't we shut off our coal and nobody else does when it's totally clean. And then our energy prices will start going down, which you see happening. And we're not going to screw Americans. And they go, sir, it's a much larger plan. But here they go, we're being screwed. And he is for us. And that's why the idiot liberals, when he's carrying out a JFK-style economic plan with classical liberal stuff to help the average person, are bitching about it. They're stupid.
And we only have to go back to what Kennedy said about the force, the power that no man speaks of. You only have to go back to the famous military-industrial complex, which
Eisenhower,
which actually was the original term was academic military-industrial complex, because of course academia is a part of that.
Well, he actually said that in the larger 21-minute speech. He says a technocracy. He says a technological elite of academics, and he goes then controlling the military-industrial complex.
Yeah,
and they always just cut out only that.
But academia is a big part of it. And look at where a lot...
My dad was top of his class when he was in high school. They called him into UT and said, here's the nuclear reactor nobody knows about. And then, by the way, we're going to set up a world government. It's going to be eugenics, but not the Nazi kind, but the good kind.
Well, it has worked because through academia, we are now seeing people, young people, saying we don't want nations, we don't want borders, we want everything to be open. I know young people in the European Union. They're so excited about really two things. The idea that they could travel without a passport, which they call freedom of movement.
And they're so dumb, they think when Brexit passed, oh my gosh, I can't go to the EU now.
Because, of course, we'll never have a visa and they won't let us in. But they just did something. It took, I think, almost 14 years to get this through. And I think it just happened to appease everybody. In the vacation time, they finally said, okay, if you have a cell phone or SIM card with data in one EU country, you can now roam without any extra cost in another country.
Wow.
June 15th, this went in. And it's off the chart. People are unbelievably happy.
And it shouldn't take government to have that, because you already have the companies across the line.
Well, they were forced to do it. The companies were forced to do it.
Exactly.
But it really gave everybody a... Wow, now we're really joined because we can use our cell phones across borders.
And see, now that the EU has pressure against it, it's having to liberalize with more freedoms that they were actually using the EU to deny people.
Yeah, but it's...
I have an idea. Let's ship 10 million military-aged men from the Middle East, from the most backward countries, to North Korea. That would really help North Korea, like it's helping Europe and us, right?
It's an evil plan, Mr. Jones, an evil plan.
We're going to come back with your phone calls, Kevin, Max, Paul, Bill, Jay. You're going to keep riding shotgun with us. Adam Curry, the father of podcasting, is here. Steve Pachenik, to give us the intel on North Korea and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming on at six. And who is this Adam Curry bringing us in?
Hey, everybody, I have no idea. I'm just here as a DJ who doesn't know. I have all the Lawrence Welk albums, though.
You used to host Headbangers Ball.
Yes, I did. And
you know this is the Misfits. You know this is Hollywood Babylon. You know it's the evil Elvis.
They didn't play that on Headbangers Ball. We had to, you know, we actually had to play Bon Jovi sometimes.
I remember.
Headbangers Ball.
Because like, you could only get really good metal like a few hours a week in Dallas.
Midnight to 3.
Yeah.
That's right. I was up late.
Yeah, what was that program that was on like CBS? Z-Rock was syndicated for a while. and it was heavy metal. But then I would tune in to watch Headbangers Ball, and it was like, then they started like putting Bon Jovi on there, and I couldn't watch it.
No, it was horrible. That was the worst part. But, you know, so every other video, every other interview was cool. But, you know, and this didn't fit with Headbangers Ball. But that was, you know, the mentality. MTV was different.
We got Loaded Phones. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik. We've got Adam Curry, founder of podcasting, most famous DJ out there, bigger than Wolfman Jack. I mean, you got to say it. We got the serious situation with North Korea, all the threats of nuclear war, the president, you know, saying... fire and fury, and then Tillerson saying that, well, he doesn't respond to anything else. I know that Dr. Steve Pachinik has been to North Korea recently. I know that he worked in the State Department and other agencies over there. And as soon as he came on the line,
it's civilian in the State Department.
Yeah, he said, who is, he said, you know who Adam Curry is. You know who his uncle was. And I guess he was the head of the CIA in Korea. But, and Pachinik was talking about how many times he was reprimanded by your uncle. I guess he's 87 now.
Yeah, Uncle Don's about 87.
Yeah, so. Let's start the story with who you were saying one of the top North Korea experts is Uncle Don, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and then we're going to go to some phone calls for Alex and Paul and Bill and Kevin that have been holding patiently with their questions for all you guys. But I did not intend for you guys to come together here today. Go ahead.
As fortune would have it, I was a great admirer of your uncle because we worked together, and often when I was overseas and exceeded my boundaries, it was Don who would call me in, bring me to the White House, have a very nice lunch, and say, I can't say in real words here, but he was very appropriate, and I had a great admiration for him. He is really the finest that we have produced in the CIA or anywhere else. He was an incredible individual. He still is.
Yeah, I'm going to...
A bit about North Korea now, and I don't want to spoil the feast that's going on, the food feast, but unfortunately what Trump did had nothing to do with North Korea. I hate to spoil it for the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everybody else, but everybody called it incorrectly. For months, I've been on your show, and I said, please look at the war between India and China, and nobody took me seriously. As of today,
and now they're saying they're about to go to war.
Possibly.
They're not about to go to war. They are in a war right now. So what Donald Trump said basically was not that he was going to attack North Korea. This was the signal to Xi Jinping, who was warned by me and others on your show close to a year ago, that if you do not do anything with North Korea, we will hurt your left flank. And that's exactly what's happening.
You did say that a year ago. You did say that a few weeks ago. So as usual.
And I said it repeatedly. And quite frankly, it's not just myself. It's the people who are involved in this intelligence military community. And what I'm trying to explain to the world is that we have nothing real concern with North Korea. Number one, Kim Jong-un is not irrational. Number two, the country's not going to war. Number three, it doesn't serve anybody's purpose. Number four, they're more fearful of China and Japan than they are of anyone else, and also of Russia. So those of us who want to attack Russia or anybody else, step back a little bit and understand what the strategy is. And Don Gregg would have understood this perfectly. Number one, North Korea is really an extension of Xi Jinping or China. There's no way the nuclear weapons there could have come out of anywhere else but China. And this is Trump's way of saying to China, we've had it. I'm exhausted. I'm tired with you. And if you think in any way I'm going to back off on you, China, not North Korea, on China, you see what I'm doing. And honestly, everybody's attention went to North Korea when I've been warning everybody to look to the borders of Bhutan. And it was on your show that I said repeatedly, the Indians and the Chinese are now in a conflict over Bhutan, ostensibly over land property, but in reality over water.
And that's what Trump's meeting with the Indian president, prime minister, was all about, him hugging Trump and the rest of it. Is the word is, that was pretty much clear, an alliance behind the scenes. I know they've tried to make one with Russia, but the neocons are trying to block that. What's the current...
That's correct, Alex, but let's go back again. The neocons are failing. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I went after Pence to say, if you're going to put back Steve Hadley, you better forget it, because there's no way we're going to accept Steve Hadley. The intelligence community won't accept him. This is a guy who's been involved in 9/11. Don Gregg was not a great fan of Hadley. Neither am I. The real issue at hand here is Russia works with us. Russia is on the border of North Korea. China is on the border of North Korea. Japan is on its southern flank. But one of the things America has to understand, and we have not explained it very well, and for many reasons, but Rex Tillerson is an excellent Secretary of State. He was very calm, and he was very correct when he said, take it easy, America. We're not going to war. And we have...
He said you can sleep well at night.
Yeah, that's but it's true. And we have incredible generals, Mattis, McMaster, a whole bunch of them, Kelly.
So you think overall McMaster, because you know we see all these articles and reports, that it's McMaster in communication with Soros?
Yeah, but forget Soros. You keep worrying about a man who's not relevant to anything except himself and to the Nazis. The real issue here is that we have a strategic focus where no one has talked about the fact we have 450 military bases around China. China is now in a noose. We can tighten the noose and make China really hurt. Because this is not just a situation where it's economic embargo to North Korea. This is in a situation where China knows it's surrounded by our military forces. That Twitter account was really directed to President Xi Jinping. He knew that. And so did our generals understand that. And that
so what you're saying is you're saying Trump did work out this strategy and that he's not being a wild card
no,
with a statement about fire and fury and power.
Correct. If you look at the art of the deal, you will see that Trump always looks to another person in order to put up. He'll look to A, but he wants pressure on B. So he's very clever. Putin has said it repeatedly, and those who work with Trump say it repeatedly. I've never met him personally, but I know his modus operandi. I see exactly how it works. I understand how it works.
So here's the next question, then I got to go to phone calls because they want to talk to you and Adam. And I'm going to skip this next break coming up so we have more time here. But you did call. In fact, it gives me a headache trying to call the times you did. A couple years ago, a few months ago, a few weeks ago, you were like, Alex, don't worry about North Korea. It's all a bunch of saber rattling, you know, as a pretext for the forces to be there encircling China. And if they keep going, we're going to have India, you know, destabilize them. And that's what this deal's about. Well, clearly that's what's happened. So what comes next? What do you expect China to do?
Well, here's a question I have. So I know that, you know, Uncle Don can't even get an op-ed in the New York Times anymore. He used to, you know, if he wrote something, they'd be like, we'll take it, almost sight unseen. He finally wound up recently with kind of like an interview in Newsweek of all things, like that's not really that relevant anymore. Right off the top, he says, North Korea is not suicidal. They're not going to attack us. They just want to be seen as a player. They want, you know, real truce, not armistice and all this crap. But why is it, in your opinion, this being, the, you know, the information wars, why does the New York Times not see the simple fact? We were just before you came on, we're talking about look at China, look at India, not on the brink of nuclear war. Why is this because they're instructed to do so, or are they just stupid?
No, Adam, it gets to a very basic point that you just pointed out. They're not Don Gregs. They're not any of the guys who were trained in national security and intelligence. The New York Times is stupid. I mean, as simple as that.
Aren't they worried just about trying to stay relevant and attacking any independent media they don't control?
Well, they run on sources. They run on sources, and whatever their sources are, they print on.
Yeah, and you know that, Adam. I mean, if Don wanted to manipulate a source or I wanted to manipulate a source, it's easy in the New York Times. The day of the source is over. The day of the Twitter has come about. The New York Times is not relevant. You have millions of dollars that's going down the drain in the New York Times, the Washington Post.
So let's talk about Twitter. You come on, you get thousands of tweets bullying you. What are you doing? Don't go on Alex Jones. We're going to not like you. And then most of it's bots, and all they do is try to bully like they're stopping InfoWars or like they're stopping you when you're relevant, not being right-wing, not being left-wing, Adam Curry, but just on having a real discussion. Yeah. I mean, this is not right-wing. It's not left-wing.
Well, the twofold. One is all people have bias. And as we talked earlier, I think that people have actual forms of brain damage after the loss of the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. It was such a shock. It was an actual shock.
PTSD.
I mean, up until, you know, midnight, it's like 95% she's going to win. That's a shock if you think you're going to win the Academy Award and you don't win.
Especially when there's such snowflakes and they've invested their whole identity, like Sauron into the ring, into Hillary. The ring gets thrown into the lava pit.
Well, that doesn't matter that much to me because, you know, people support whoever they they want to support. But the media so mistreated the information, that shock came. So now people will just see, oh, InfoWars. Hey, it must be, oh, he's crazy. He must be nuts. Oh, the propaganda. Oh, what are you doing? literally like that. But you see the quality of guests you have on here. This is really fantastic.
But the difference is the mainstream media doesn't want real guests on.
Well, and
they just want to have talking heads. Like, we're going to pre-interview now. What are you going to talk about, Pachinik? Curry, what are you going to talk about? I want to know first, or I'm not letting you on.
Well,
that's what. Did we even talk before you came on?
No, sir.
Just walk in. Here you go.
Yeah.
But you see, one of the reasons why I come on, guys, is because we all have a sense of humor and a sense of proportion about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I adored your uncle and some of his colleagues was the fact he would always kid about himself. And you know, if I was down in the garage, he'd say to me, "Did you check underneath your car?" Which was another way of saying, "Oh, maybe somebody put a bomb there."
How nice.
I mean, he had a great sense of humor. Even when he reprimanded me and it had to do with Panama and all, I said, "You're right. You're absolutely right." But you see, Adam.
Did you know Felix Rodriguez and all those guys?
Well, I don't want to get into it with Noriega, but he's the only one who could call me back, and he was the only one I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand one thing. The Don Gregs of the world and those of us who were trained in the 70s and 60s and 80s, we were trained by MIT. We were trained by a national character. Don Gregg knows national character. He knows strategy, knows tactics. And I'm not sure we have that anymore in the intelligence
community. And he could not get into the White House when Obama was there. They would not let him in.
You got people in suits with swipe cards who actually watch movies and think they're like secret agents.
I guess. I mean, he tried to get a meeting. He said, "Look, and he actually was Republican. He voted for Obama twice. And he said, "You know, I have some standing. I've been there in the past couple of years. Here's what we need to do." They let him in, had some flunky talk to him, and 30 minutes later, he was out the back door.
Well,
no meeting.
Again, it's ignorance and arrogance, my friend. The two elements that defeated Hillary, and I said that to you, Alex, for a long time, was ignorance and arrogance of Hillary. She had $100 million of worthless advice. And there was Trump with Twitter. Cost him nothing. Now, how can you explain that other than basic stupidity?
And that's why they're all freaking out, because the edifice realizes it lost. So now it's got to prove that it can come back, or it's going to be defunded. So they're all fighting for their lives, but they don't get. Even if they defeat Trump, it's Pyrrhic. They're gone. They're done. And I'm not just saying give up like propaganda to the globalists. They're done. Your system doesn't work. People are sick of it. Let's go to Paul in Virginia. Then we'll go to Alex, Bill, Kevin, and Max. Thanks for holding, guys. Let's go to Paul in Virginia. You're on the air worldwide, Paul.
Amazing discussion. I've been listening to it literally on the edge of my seat as I see it. And I used to work for Mr. Kissinger himself when I was in the Navy. I see it very clearly as you have three options, two are war options. Those two are assassinate them, make a deal with the people, assassinate them, and replace them. The second one is a preempted nuclear strike with 40 to 50 tactical weapons and five city blockbusters. But that requires deep raids of 600 plus people into the country to secure the nuclear stockpiles. And then you're looking at a 300,000, 400,000 troop excursion across the border to surround the DMZ and cut off all those troops. Both those options are unreal.
I think you got to, if you're going to actually have a military strike, you got to go ahead and kill everybody in the DMZ with atomic, with nuclear weapons. And I don't want this to happen, but if you're going to hit North Korea, you got to pretty much destroy, or would a decapitation, if it went that way, Dr. Pachinik, in your view, work?
Well, the issue of decapitation is interesting. I mean, that's always been what we call a scenario that's been up there. But one of the reasons why Kim Jong-un is nervous and keeps on pushing the buttons, as Don Gregg understands this very well, is the fact that he's really signaling to us that if we had a discussion in terms of keeping him in power, he would calm down somewhat. And that's what the Chinese response is towards. And in fact, we're saying, look, you can't continue this kind of behavior, one, in North Korea, but more importantly in China. We can decapitate him in terms of taking him out. tactically, not strategically. I told you the borders are too close. DMZ is 30 miles away from Seoul. Any attack would totally obliterate Seoul. We're talking about millions of people.
I just don't see it happening at all, at all, at all. This is
I'm saying if you do it, you have to wipe all those troops out because they've all got dead man switches to attack if they don't get orders.
No, what the gentleman I think was referring to is a specific assassination. That's
why I brought up decapitation, yeah.
Yeah, but in reality, it sounds easier than it is. It's not a complicated process, but I don't want to get into it here. The truth of the matter is that Kim Jong-un wants to remain as part of the familial heritage to maintain power, and he will give away a lot in order to remain in power. But he knows from one thing, and Don Gregg always knew this, that if we took away the atomic bomb from Saddam Hussein or any weapons, then we took him out. We took out Gaddafi, gave us the weapons.
I'm saying he knows that if he has weapons and missiles, then he's a player and gets left alone.
Correct, and he gets left alone. It's his insurance policy. It doesn't really work. I mean, the missiles aren't all that great, and he's not going to go to war. But he has to have some kind of assurance that he will remain in power so that at least...
Exactly. Paul, real quick, getting at decapitation, are you saying you think it'd be good to decapitate the North Korean leadership?
Well, no. You got to do it with a deal with the North Korean leadership, and I don't think we know enough people in North Korea. If you make the deal with the underlings underneath him to kill him, that's the deal. That's the decapitation. That's the only one that'll
work. Takeover of them. Actually, getting people that wanted to work with the West would be better, unless you want to keep selling weapons and using North Korea as a chess piece.
And this I don't know if you heard earlier, but Don was telling me. He said, "Look, what is going on in this axis of evil, especially with North Korea, for the longest time is time for a sales call. Got to sell some gear over there to install to watch China and to just sell some $40 billion worth of gear. It's the military-industrial complex." He said that very clearly to me. He said it's all theater. This, to me, is just more of the same and definitely, you know, as you point out, towards China. And what I think may be happening is – if we can present a deal to Kim Jong-un, which would be, you know what, like Hong Kong, reunification in 50 years or 90 years, you'll be the guy that did it. We'll totally give you all the props and the honors, but you got to get rid of the nuclear arsenal. That
you
may know, be...
Maybe you want to be our ambassador to Korea, North Korea. I mean,
I'm in.
Your lineage is very strong. I mean, I think Adam has the right idea. It's not a complicated situation.
But here's the difference then. What's so threatening about this broadcast or others like it that the media lies about it when all we're doing is having a real discussion about the real players, the real history, the real facts, because they want a dumbed down message to have our own ruling elite that rule over a bunch of idiots in this country. And that's what InfoWars is about, is getting people behind the curtain to see the real debates that are actually going on. Paul, anything else?
Yeah, the real option that you have, the only one that's viable, is, and you'll know when it happens, is to boycott China. If you boycott China, within 30 days, the communist government's finished.
Well, it sounds easier than it is. The reality is we do have economic pressure, but what we are doing, and I can't speak on behalf of this administration, but it's been done before, and that is the intelligence community and the military community is running what we call a financial war. Same thing we did with Iran. They're basically cutting into China's assistance to North Korea, and Paul is correct. We are running an economic war right now, but we're hitting the specific...
But thank you, caller. Thank you, Paul. I got other callers, but just briefly to both of you. Why are the sectors of the elites, Hollywood, you know, the globalist faction, fighting for their lives against Trump? When you look at what he's doing, it's like a standard Americana stability, prosperity system.
I think I can answer that. Almost $700 billion a year of our economy is the military-industrial complex. People are slowly starting to figure out, we have 400, 500 bases. You know, what exactly is all this? What is all this money going to? And I think that it does not behoove any of the existing systems for people to be really aware of all that. So it's and I believe...
Trump's crime is he wants to be pragmatic and work with Russia.
Well, that's part of his crime.
That changes the whole...
But he also probably doesn't want to be killing people all the time to extract resources, I hope. I hope.
No,
it just seems.
Dr. Pachinik, what is his great crime? Then we're going to go back to calls. I mean, why are they so angry at Trump? Because it's like.
It's not about Trump, really. It's what I said a long time ago. They failed miserably. It's what Adam said. They had no, absolutely
no. So it's
no
projection. They hate themselves, their mismanagers, their failures, their right. jokes, and so they hate winners.
Now they praise. It's basically a very simple psychology. They project it out so that we look like the enemies when, in fact, their deficiencies have compounded immensely even since Hillary has fled. I mean, you still have Maxine Waters, you have Dianne Feinstein, you have all these 80-year-olds, and I'm no junior, and there they are speaking on behalf of the millennials, when in fact I have a young homosexual naval intelligence officer who could be the next chairman of the DNC, but they refused him and put a Hispanic in from Montgomery County who has never done anything. So the DNC is self-destructive. What's happening is you're the fly in the ointment that constantly is there and reminding them of their incompetency. And never forget the fact that you're still around and you came out of nowhere and you have somebody like Guy Adam or whoever else, that creates envy. Envy in the system is very destructive. That means they have to destroy you and they want to destroy themselves. The reality is the more they keep hitting you or when they call you to court or when they did this or that, it doesn't matter. You become stronger. The community understands.
And by the way, you're not just boosting me. This is for everybody. It's true. We get stronger, like Nietzsche said, when we survive these attacks. We literally got stronger when they tried to take my kids and destroy me. We literally get stronger when they do these demonization pieces.
Which other commentator on the left ever said the word Nietzsche? Would you explain that to me? I mean, that's my point. Who can at the same time use Nietzsche heuristic concepts and make jokes about rock and roll? Tell me one person other than yourself.
I'm number two. Saying?
Well, they all take themselves too serious. Is what you said at the beginning. They're not regular people.
Well, that's the point. But you're unique. So is the Adam. So am I. You know, the Don Greggs of the world understood what I was about. When I came out of MIT, they immediately came to me and said, let's work together. There was no ifs, ands, and buts. They didn't ask me about whether I care about their mothers and fathers as psychiatrists. What they were interested in, what we were all interested in, is what's the strategy? What's the tactics? Where do we go next? And Don Gregg is brilliant. I mean,
try to get your – sometime when you host, you ought to try to have your uncle on.
I would love to have him on. I would definitely talk to him about it. He wrote a book, which you might find interesting, called Pot Shards, P-O-T, Pot Shards.
Wow.
And I'll definitely send
you. Well, it's interesting. We got to go to more calls. Both of you, 5 more minutes. The other side, I promise I'm going to go to Kevin's up next and others. I've got to plug some stuff. Speaking of money, we're funded by the listeners and viewers. We want to make America and the whole planet great. We want prosperity. We want free, real, open societies, not Soros' system. And we're beginning to win, but we're under massive attack. InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a whole bunch of huge specials on air purification, water purification. It's not because we think we can have nuclear war. It's because the tap water is full of garbage, folks. We've got it all there. The Alexa Pure Probe. Massively discounted. The Alexa Breeze Pro, massively discounted. Competing units cost $400 to $600 that do the exact same thing. It's $149, and it runs almost silently. I've got them all over my house.
What is this thing?
It's a four-stage filtration system.
Oh, I need, because I have a HEPA filter. This filter, I need this.
And it's even got the ion system. And the point is, mm-hmm. is that everybody else is putting like 5 times markup.
Right.
And now the patents are out on all this. They've been around submarines for 50 years. Hmm. But now that the patent's up, the price has gone way down. We sell the lowest price.
Oh, I got to check it out.
So it's got a 4-stage filter, true HEPA filter, carbon filter, and a pre-filter. And then it's got an ion cluster in it as well. It's at $149. It's insane, okay? I mean, I can tell you right now, no one's even close. At $249, what it normally is, it's insane. We normally discount at $199. So the Alexa Breeze, Alexa Pure Breeze, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139 with all the particular and garbage and things that's out there. You owe it to yourself and your children. We have the 1776 specials running in the month of July, but I've got to stop some of these because the products sell out and they come back in. Children's fluoride-free with iodine and coil silver is back in of the Super Blue toothpaste. We also have the adult type and Super Blue mouthwash now available. It's got iodine and coil silver in it and is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off right now on the toothpaste. 888-253-3139. Thanks for all your support. We'll be back in 70 seconds with your phone calls. And I'm going to go ahead and co-host with old Roger Stone because he didn't bring his microphone with him on the road. I tell you, I'm going to skin him alive. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
As most of you already know,